Hey, how's it going? I keep recording and I keep stopping. I keep re-recording and stopping, but hopefully I don't get any interruptions this time so I can just do this piece. I was talking about this book I'm really enjoying now called Easy Piano Classics. I picked up at the bookstore and it's a great book. Easy to play pieces, fun to play through, perfect, everything I'm looking for when I get a book at the used bookstore. So let's play Minuet in G minor by J.S. Bach, a very famous piece. I've been playing for years on piano in tablature, but I'm going to play it in a notation now on piano. And I've gotten a little better. Here we go. You'll recognize it instantly, I think. Here we go. That's a great piece. So it starts in, that would be G minor. What would that be? A, that's D, G major. Oh, sorry, no, it's not G major. That's the four chord, that's D minor. So what would that be? The minor five chord, actually. So here we go. That would be D minor, the second bar, and then it goes to. Is that right? Oops, E flat, sorry. And that's E flat major. Then it goes. That's a nice motion. That's a 4-3. Yeah, 4-3. And then it goes. So the dog's kind of sick in the background. And then. Oops, I really messed that up. Wow, I really messed that up. Sorry. I'll start again. Chords there. Let's see here. What would that be? D? And then. That would be the four chord, right? No, that's the one chord. Sorry. D. It's, That is the five chord. And then. Back to the head of the piece. And then. And then it goes to G major here, I guess. But that's actually a G7. What the heck? Sorry about that. And then it goes. B major. So what would that be again? So this would be. That's the F, that's the five chord of B major, B flat major. Cool. Okay, so we played through minuet in G minor. Very slowly, but you get the idea. With the two flats, it's hard to remember that the E is always flattened. Sometimes I forget that. Anyway, that was minuet in G minor. I'll try to fit in one more piece. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.